In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A lawyer for the former Mesa County clerk who is in prison says she may face an assault charge after a scuffle. Video from over the weekend shows Tina Peters in a dispute with another inmate. The 70-year-old appears to escalate the confrontation, but her lawyer says the video did not capture everything. Peters is serving a 9-year sentence for providing unauthorized access to voting machines to try and prove voting irregularities in 2020. No charge against Peters appeared in online records this afternoon. The Pueblo District Attorney did not return a request for comment. Leaders from the Ute, Mountain Ute, and Southern Ute tribes gave the 4th annual State of the Tribes address last week, at the legislature. Southern Ute Chairman Melvin J. Baker called on lawmakers to collaborate more on public safety, environmental contamination cleanups, and illegal construction of power lines on tribal land. Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Council member Marilyn House urged lawmakers to consult with tribes more often.
The government has broken many promises and treaties. A way to move forward from the past would be to always consult with tribes.
House and Baker also highlighted housing, health care, Colorado River water rights, and sports betting as other key issues for the tribes. The Ute Mountain Ute and Southern Ute reservations are in southwest Colorado, but they lived for generations across much of the state. Other tribes like the Arapaho and the Cheyenne also called Colorado home. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.